This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I know I talk so often about finding the right words for a difficult situation. I love hearing someone choose the right words. And right now, I'm giving myself a gold star because I figured out myself a comforting thing to say in a tough situation. I thought about it a lot, and finally, I came up with the right response. And as is so often the case with the right words, they apply in many situations. And as is so often the case, they apply to me as much or more than they apply to other people. Now, I'm often in a situation where I'm talking to a fellow writer who is hopeful and anxious about a book that's about to come out. I've had people say things to me like, "This book is my best shot at breaking out," or, "I've worked on this book for 10 years, it had better be well received," or, "This book could change my career." Those are big statements of big hopes. I've said things like that myself. I tell other people and I tell myself the same thing. There are many ways for a book to succeed. It might sell a lot of copies. It might win a lot of critical praise. It might provide invaluable information to a small group of people who will benefit enormously. It could help you get a teaching job or speaking gigs. It might lead you to another project that you can't foresee now. It might connect you to someone who will be important to your future. It might be a super fun intellectual adventure or something that's crossed off your bucket list. And I remind myself and other writers that we can only do our best and then wait to see what the future holds. It doesn't help to get overly focused on a single measurement of success because in the end, we don't have much control over what will happen. There are many ways for a book to succeed. There are many ways for a college student to succeed. There are many ways for a vacation to succeed. Very often, there are many ways for a situation to be successful. And this is comforting because it's true. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.